Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's stories. Google has announced that it's to discontinue its site search tool. Indus OS is the second most popular operating system in India and Baidu's iQIYI has received heavy investment. It's been announced that Google plans to discontinue its Google Site Search tool. Google Site Search has been sold to independent sites as a way to allow users to use Google's search technology within that website alone. Since its launch in 2008, hundreds of thousands of websites have purchased the product, all of whom will be able to continue using the technology for the rest of their license. However, new licenses will not be able to be purchased after the start of April this year. Google has said that it's winding down the product, but will provide customer and technical support through the duration of license agreements. One current user of the tool said that Google is decoupling its technology that is ad-based from its enterprise technology, which is G Suite-based. Indus OS has been nominated for the award of Best Mobile Innovation for Emerging Markets at the Global Mobile Awards. Since its launch in 2015, it's now become the second most popular operating system in India, only behind Android and impressively ahead of iOS. After overtaking Apple's system in 2015, the gap between the two has continued to extend, with Indus holding more than a 6% share in the market compared to Apple's too. Indus's operating system has found success in the country by focusing on Indian needs, such as being available for use in 12 different local languages. It also contains its own app store, App Bazaar, which gives its users access to thousands of apps. The operating system's co-founder said that it was currently committed to developing several innovations in alignment with government initiatives, such as the recent withdrawal of some Indian currency notes. The Baidu-owned video service iQIYI has raised over $1.5 billion from the sale of convertible bonds to its investors. The investors included Baidu, which itself invested $300 million, with companies including Hill House Capital, IDG Capital, and Sequoia Capital responsible for the rest. Baidu CEO Robin Li said that the video platform was a great asset and an important part of the Baidu ecosystem. It was confirmed by the company that the investment was likely to be spent on acquiring new content for iQIYI, as well as improving its own technology for finding illegal content online. Currently, the service has nearly 500 million users and claims that 5.5 billion hours of video are streamed each month. Nigeria's largest luxury retailer, Polo, is set to launch its own high-end e-commerce platform. According to a recent article by Forbes, many of Nigeria's affluent population live in the city of Lagos, where Polo is the only retailer of brands such as Gucci and Rolex. Off the back of the success it's found on the high street, the company will launch the poloavenue.com in March, the first luxury retail site in Africa. Jennifer Obunyuwana, founder of the Polo Avenue, said that e-commerce is rapidly gaining acceptance as a retail channel for luxury goods in emerging countries. She added that despite the infrastructural limitations, Polo will target the growing demand for luxury goods in Nigeria. Features of the website will include giving each shopper their own concierge service, which can select items based on individual taste, as well as featuring Nigerian-made goods and luxury African designers. Google has agreed to a series of audits on its video platform YouTube. The audits will be performed by the Media Ratings Council and will look into the platform's advertising metrics in order to increase ad publishers' confidence in the site. The Media Ratings Council will look into ways in which the independent metrics companies Moat, Integral, AdScience and DoubleVerify collect the data on which adverts on YouTube have been viewed and for how long. Google hopes that the results will show marketers that their data can be trusted after criticism that platforms such as YouTube and Facebook were marking their own homework whilst they were reporting their own viewer information. Google added that its data has to be trusted and comprehensive. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.